Thousands of AEP customers in eastern Ohio without power after storms in the area Tuesday. As of 5 a.m., American Electric Power says more than 6,100 are without electricity in Jefferson County, more than 800 in Columbiana, more than 1,300 in Tuscarawas, and more than 1,500 in Harrison. First Energy customers suffered far fewer outages in Ohio, but crews are dealing with over 200,000 in western Pennsylvania and the West Virginia Panhandle. 17-year-old in custody after he allegedly was found with a gun at Lake Middle High School Wednesday afternoon. Stark County Sheriff's Office says deputies working as resource officers responded to a report of a student with a firearm around 1:20. The teen was found to have a loaded pistol in his backpack. He was charged with one count each of receiving stolen property, an illegal conveyance or possession of a deadly weapon or dangerous ordnance in a school safety zone. The student is not believed to have had a plan to cause harm to other students or school staff. An investigation is continuing. Canton police investigating a shooting that landed a man in the hospital Tuesday night. Officers responded to the 1200 block of 18th Street Northwest around 8:30. The 22-year-old victim was shot in the chest and went to Mercy Hospital. Witnesses told officers they heard multiple shots inside a house. A man reportedly was seen running from the address with another man running after him. Police discovered blood inside the home as well as three pistols, live rounds, several bags of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Smith Township man ruled competent to stand trial for aggravated murder. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio made the ruling Tuesday after a second evaluation of 32-year-old Nicholas Cunningham found he was capable of understanding the nature of the proceedings. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Cunningham also charged with violating a protection order and aggravated burglary in the slaying of 44-year-old Gina Wade of Smith Township. Wade was found dead inside her Courtney Road home in October 2023. D'Onofrio granted a defense request that Cunningham be evaluated to determine whether he was sane at the time of the offense. New contracts in place for some employees of the Canton City School District. The Board of Education approved three-year agreements covering more than 700 non-teaching staff. Nutrition department employees, including cooks, will receive a 4% raise in the first year. They will also get a 2.5% increase in base pay in the second year. Child nutrition assistants and production kitchen managers will receive a 1% addition to base pay. All members will get a 4% increase in the second year. The increase in the third year will be based upon what the teachers' union negotiates. Timken Company reports first quarter net income of $78.3 million compared with $103.5 million in 2024. Adjusted net income of $98.6 million compared to $125.7 million a year ago. President and CEO Richard Kyle said the company posted solid results in a time of heightened uncertainty. The company updated its 2025 outlook to show forecast adjusted earnings of $5.10 to $5.60 per share. Revenue expected to be flat to down 2.5% for the year. Bond set at $500,000 for a man charged in connection with a Sunday shooting in Wellsville. 20-year-old Emery Childs of Wellsville was arraigned Tuesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. He's charged with felonious assault, inducing panic, and tampering with evidence. Childs allegedly shot a teen along 18th Street. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to the wrist. Police believe the incident involved additional teens from Steubenville. Childs scheduled to return to court May 5th. Additional arrests are expected. Youngstown police say a juvenile was arrested after being found with a loaded shotgun on the city's south side. An officer and state trooper working the city's annual impact initiative Tuesday night saw the teen and another juvenile walking at Fernley and Hilda Avenues. One reportedly had a large bulge in his pants leg and fled on foot when officers attempted to speak with him. He was arrested a short time later and charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, carrying concealed weapons, and obstructing official business. Police found 16 live shotgun rounds and a loaded 12-gauge shotgun under a car. The teen being held in the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center. The death penalty being considered for father and son accused of killing a mail carrier in Warren. Prosecutors trying to determine if 44-year-old Thomas Sledge and 24-year-old Caprice Sledge would be eligible if they're convicted for the March 2024 slaying of John Tay Davis. Defense attorneys are attempting to prevent the death penalty from being implemented. The Justice Department will decide if it is a capital case. A federal grand jury indicted the men on one count each of murder of an officer and employee of the United States, as well as a weapons count. Davis was shot at Scott Street and Olive Avenue Northeast. The suspects are believed to have known the victim. They were arrested in October. Another hearing scheduled for July 8th.